1 million. Almost 1 million people have died from the coronavirus worldwide. 31 million. There are more than 31 million cases of COVID-19 and counting in the world. 200,000. More than 200,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19 and related illnesses. 7 million. Over 7 million cases of COVID-19 are in the United States, or have been over the course of this pandemic. Where is God? Shall we, as Elie Wiesel reports happened in a concentration camp in Germany during World War II, put God on trial for negligence and willful disregard? Would God be found guilty? Would a trial like that end with humanity saying that God owes us the lost lives? And would we end the trial by saying prayers and going to bed? It's too easy to say this is on us. We didn't take proper precautions. We put all the right elements in place worldwide for this virus to emerge and then to cause death and destruction worldwide. We're also fond of saying, there are so many awful things in the world and we're to blame for them. We should do our best to make it better and pray for God to strengthen and to guide us. It's as if we're saying God isn't capable of making it better, of ending a pandemic, of righting wrongs in the world. The Hebrews had been delivered from slavery in Egypt. They had been given sweet water from a place when the water was bitter. They were getting manna every day to eat. Do you remember that whole thing? They didn't know what it was, and neither do we, but they could eat it. They called it manna because manna means, what is it? Or bug goo. Listen to last week. I know that's gross. In this week's Bible reading from Exodus 17, 1-7, the Israelites are at their latest stop, and there was no water. Are you kidding? Why did you even bring us out of Egypt? With no water, we're all going to die. You and your God have got some explaining to do. The Bible says that the people quarreled with Moses. It sounds as if they yelled at Moses and told him that they were upset with the lack of water. It sounds as if they yelled loudly and forcefully at Moses. But the Hebrew word translated quarrel, reap, well, it's more legalistic. They brought an argument to Moses and to God. They brought a case against Moses and God. They put God on trial for neglecting them. God owed them water. God gave them water. Moses called the place Massah and Meribah, tested and quarreled. The place where the Hebrews put God on trial. Moses seems exasperated in today's reading, though. What shall I do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me. And then he called that place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Moses doesn't have God's patience or understanding. I know there are plenty of God is angry and here comes the wrath places in the Bible. Like, check out Psalm 95. When your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray and they do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. And this same story that we read today is also in Numbers, with a little bit of a difference. Numbers 20, 1-13. The Israelites, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Minim died there and was buried there. Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, what would we that have died when our kindred died before the Lord? Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain, for figs, or vines, or pomegranates, and there's no water to drink. Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before the eyes to yield water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock." So Moses took the staff before the Lord, as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness. So, some punishment for not trusting, a little payback for suing God. But that part isn't present in today's reading. And in both readings, the real complaint, the court case, the trial, is about a lack of water. And God gave them water. It fits over and over again. God finds a way to bring restoration, healing, and life, regardless of what humanity does. Restoration wins. Healing wins. Life wins. God wins. Love wins again. God shows compassion. God shows mercy. God gives forgiveness. God is love. So complain all you want. We don't have to be a people of despair. Let's continue to work for a better day, for a time of healing, for restoration, and for life. Let's work toward it, and let's pray for it. Let's continue to raise our voices and expect, demand God's healing presence. Amen.